and welcome to Speaking With, Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, opening up the program with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. And normally, of course, with this being Thursday, I would have us taking a look into the future. You know, I don't know what I did with the information that I wanted to discuss. So, my apologies for that. I was sure looking forward to it, too. Sure enough, was looking forward to it. But I'm going to have to do something else now because, well, I don't have that. So, open up the day with me about another discussion. I wanted to take a look at what's happening with regards to the mixing of the genders. I'm sorry, not the genders, but the ethnicities. I want to take a look at our relations. And, of course, many of you know that this is the program where I really do emphasize encouraging the celebration of diversity. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do it again tomorrow on Power Friday as I share with you how we have members of the white community helping members of the black community succeed, achieve, accomplish some important goals. I think that's important. You know, when we have people who are doing well, they're being promoted, they're reaching milestones, etc., I think it's important to not only talk about the person who has achieved the accomplishment, but I like to also talk about the people, at least some of the people, who have helped them accomplish what is being celebrated. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow as we talk about, basically it's going to take us into the realm of politics as we look at some of the people who are really doing well, climbing the political ladder, if you will, due to some outstanding achievements on their part, but also because someone else not only recognized those achievements, but decided to reward them for those achievements. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on Power Friday. Now, today, I want us to take a look at the two sides of a struggle. The two sides. Let's say we have one side of the coin. We have one coin, and on one side of the coin, we have people whose hearts are filled with hatred. On the other side of that coin, we have people who genuinely care about people, regardless of ethnicity. So in this case, we have people whose hearts are filled with hatred, members of the white community who hate people of color, especially members of the black community. They hate the black race. Not because the black race has been killing them, not because the black race has been robbing them, not because the black race has been gunning them down in the streets, not because black cops have been killing them as innocent white victims pulled over for no reason by black cops and the black cops end up shooting them. It's not the reason. It's not because black people discriminate against them and keep them from getting good high-paying jobs and prevent them from paying their way through college. It's not because of anything that the black race has done to them. And that's one of the things that makes it so maddening. Hearts filled with hatred towards people who have never done anything to them. And don't get me wrong. I know that there have been some black people who have done some wrong to some white people. Black people have done a whole lot of wrong to black people, but some black people have done some wrong to some white people. I know that. Some black people bullying some white people, and that is wrong. I remember in high school, a couple of my black friends, I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was I was walking down the hallway, heading towards the bus. School was over. I was headed home. As I was heading out, though, I kept hearing some sounds that I couldn't describe. I couldn't figure out what they were, but I kept hearing the sounds. Thinking to myself, what in the world is that? I noticed that as I kept walking, the sounds grew louder. And it's not that the sounds were growing louder. I was just getting closer to the sounds, and so I was actually hearing the sounds better. I finally figured out where the sound was coming from. I still didn't know what the sound was. But I finally figured out exactly which room it was in. The sound was coming from one of the classrooms, first floor of the building, of the height of the school. And I figured out it was on the left side. So I walked in there to see what was going on. Two of my black friends were physically assaulting one of my white friends. One was holding him, and the other one was hitting him in the stomach. And I'm wondering, why are they doing that? So I walked over to them, and I said, hey, look, what's going on here? Why are you all doing this? I didn't know if maybe he had tried to jump them, and they fought back. I didn't know if he had said something smart. And rather than say something smart back, they decided to start with the fists. I didn't know what was going on. When I walked in, all of this was already in progress. They couldn't give any reason for thinking that physical violence was called for in that situation. So I grabbed the one who was hitting by the arm and said, hey, come on, man, don't do this. He's my friend. Leave him alone. So it was no longer fun when someone else, one of their own peers, stepped in and let them know this was wrong and their friend, their black friend, disapproved of what they were doing. So they let him go. I know that there are times when black people just bully, some black people just bully some white people. It doesn't happen often. I've seen white people bully black people. My only point is, I know that the black race is not a sweet, innocent race. We have some members of our community who do a lot of good, just like you have members of every other community, every other ethnic community who do good, much good. But I also know that all humans are born with a sinful nature, and therefore all ethnicities have people who do wrong. And all that wrong is not contained within each group's own ethnic community. A lot of that wrong extends across ethnic lines. We know that as we see so many white cops, the rogues, the bad ones. Because as I said before, there are a lot of good law enforcement officers within every ethnic community, including the white community. And that is a fact. Plenty of good law enforcement officers in the white community as well as every other ethnic community. But we have some bad ones. I remember some years ago we had a black motorcycle cop who loved stopping black people, falsely accusing us of having made some kind of moving violation. He had gained a reputation within the police force. This is before we had the sheriff's department covering all of Augusta Richmond County. He had developed a reputation within the police force for being a guy who lied primarily on other black citizens, trying to get us ticketed and charged. But I also remember the case of, I've forgotten what state this was in, but a black female had walked into a store owned and run by an Asian lady. The Asian lady falsely accused the black lady, the black customer, and a young lady, looked like she was probably in her late teens or early 20s, of having stolen something. And on the video, it showed them going back and forth, back and forth. The young lady was able to demonstrate she hadn't taken anything. Angry, she just stopped arguing, turned around, and began to walk out the store. She began walking towards the exit, towards the door to leave the store. The Asian lady reached down, pulled out a gun, and shot her in the back. People do wrong all across lines of ethnicity. There's no question about that. But this is what I want you to know, too. And this is what I want to focus on right now. There are a lot of people, just like I indicated when I went into that room, that classroom, and let my black friends know that I wanted them to stop beating up on my white friend. There are a lot of white people who say to white racists, we don't approve of what you're trying to do to the black race. And I want to give you an instance of that occurred. It goes on all the time, but I want to reach back just for a little while as we take a look at some of the great things that have happened, some of the better things that have happened in America. I want to take you back to something that took place in August of 2018. You know, just the other day, I began sharing some highlights of 2018, and I focused primarily on medical issues. But this time, I want to take at a social / moral issue, something that I find very encouraging. I think you will, too. Be back in a few to share that with you. Let it fade. Let it break into pieces. Just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus.